My name's Richard Sparks. I'm the author of New Rock, New Roll, R-O-L-E, a fantasy adventure story published by the science fiction and fantasy house Kazik, SFNF. And the second book in the series comes out in November, New Rock, New Realm. They're being just the best fun to write, and I hope you enjoy them.
This is a continuing episode of a series with author of New Rock, New Roll, Richard Sparks. I heard that you had dinner with somebody very notable recently. Is this a good time to work that in?
Well, Mr. William Shatner. Yes, he's a great old friend of ours. It was just a private dinner at his house with him and mainly some lawyers and a very eminent film director, Gregory Nava, who did... what did he direct? El Norte, brilliant film, which I think is like something 30th anniversary this year. And he's also an opera fiend and is on the board of the opera. So to meet Bill Shatner and Greg Nava in one night was really nice, especially as, you know, who isn't a William Shatner fan?
Yeah, right.
And I was able to tell him how much I loved Boston Legal, because the writer, I said, that's one hell of a writer. And he said, yeah, David Kelly, he's a genius, you know. And I would concur. The scripts are very, very high level. So that's one of the advantages of living in LA. Sometimes you do bump into people like that.
I do film work with an independent filmmaker, and we approached Bill Shatner's agent to get him to do like a part in the end of our film. We couldn't afford him for like the whole film, but we thought, well, if we could get a named actor on our film and have him do the wise voice at the end who kind of wraps up the story, that would be really cool. So, but yeah.
If you're looking for a deus ex machina, he'd be a pretty good one.
Yeah, but, right.
But he's still, I mean, he's incredibly fit and healthy. I mean, he's over 90. I didn't ask exactly, but I know he does a lot of one-man shows and travels around. And his wife's also an artist, a photographic artist like mine. So she's coming for a studio visit, which will be fun. That's a real treat to meet Mr. Shatner.
Yeah. He was working on a CD. He's doing some guitar playing, I believe, and music composition, performance. Because I recall he was in the... he got a ride on the Blue Origin spacecraft to go into low Earth orbit. And that was I think he produced a CD that has some relationship with that. I don't recall right now.
That's extraordinary. I mean, what a CV he's got. What have you got? Resume. Incredible list of credits going back to the black and white days.
We've only talked about the first book so far. And do you want to tell us at least the titles or maybe a little bit more about the other books?
The title of the sequel, which comes out in November, is New Rock, New Realm. Very funny interview with two Irish comedians. I pretended to be invading their studio on Mars and about to liquidize them both because I was furious. So it's a good comedy sketch. And so they've been incredibly nice trying to stop me blasting them with the invisible ray gun. And they said, oh, it sounds amazing. It sounds so exciting. So the New Rock, New Realm. So they go to a new realm and do something else, do they? And I said, you've got it in one. They said, oh, that sounds fantastic. I said, I start getting, you know, like flattered like a pompous author. So what was your favorite bit about the book? The ending. No, and I liked the middle. No, I thought the beginning was great. And then what happened next was, and they just riffed away. It was just such fun and silly. So New Rock, New Realm, as you can guess, they go to a new realm and have a new adventure. One of the nice things about computer games is when you clear one map, as we call it, you know, you've discovered a whole realm, you go just to the edge of the map and there's a whole new place you've never discovered, which you can't even see until you move through it because it's hidden under clouds or whatever. You have to, you know, you have to open up the map and explore that, and that's a different a lot of scenery, a different lot of creatures, a different lot of quests, for example. So I'm just using that model. And in the third book, New Rock, New Rules, that has one of the creepiest, most annoyingly entitled antagonists, dickheads you could ever possibly. I love writing. I can't wait to do his voice. So patronizing and snotty and all powerful. He's only one of two villains in that book. That's New Rock, New Rules. The third one is New Rock, New... New Rock, New Roads.
Oh, hold on. So how do you spell rules? I'm curious now.
R-U-L-E-S.
Oh, okay.
And the one I'm struggling with writing at the moment is New Rock, New Ride. So I want to keep the groove going, but you have to sort of refresh. I think pretty much the series is finished in book four, and what happens next is a spin-off, which is fine, because one of my test readers, who's a producer here in Los Angeles, I said to him, do you know, I think book four is sort of wraps it up in some ways, a lot of it. And he said, oh, I love it when a series ends. And I thought, actually, that is really interesting, because some of the interviews I've done, people who've read the book say, oh, great, we've got three sequels waiting. We don't have to wait 10 years for the next one, or we don't have to worry about you dying before it's completed. actually, there was a need, because, you know, you want to keep it open, you want to keep doing it, but actually closure is a really nice thing to achieve. I mean, Lord of the Rings ends, doesn't it? And very satisfactorily.
Yeah.
So it's sort of over, but then it goes from Cheers to Frasier, you could say. You know? But I'm just going to keep writing these as long as I have ideas and can still breathe.
Yeah. Well, it's an enjoyable experience and highly creative, and you got lots of you're connected to a lot of other highly creative people who you can lean on for a little bit of advice or help out. So that's really cool.
Oh yeah, you use everyone. Do you remember the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from the old days? They were a huge band of hippies who basically went back to the East Coast and worked with all the Carter family and Earl Scruggs, and they did the Circle Beyond Broken album, which sold tens of millions of copies. Anyway, John McEwen, who's the banjo player, fiddler, guitarist in that, is a great friend of mine, and he has a line when he's performing here in LA. He says, I have a lot of friends in Los Angeles. No, sorry. I have a lot of friends in Hollywood. Some of them I haven't even used yet. Great line. And this, that's when you do something that you're convinced is worthwhile, you know, you call everyone up and say, right, I'm now going to use you. And they're happy to help when they get on board.
Sci-Fi Thoughts wants to expand. We want to grow from not just your podcast player, but to spread to your coworkers, your family, and your friends.
But I haven't got any friends.
Why, you little... One, two, three. Oh, no, you don't. We know you've got friends who are into the science, who are into science fiction. These are the people who are playing Halo and Stellaris and other space games instead of watching college football. There are the ones in the NASA t-shirt who are busy inventing something with their 3D printers. Email them a link to this podcast. Send them a social media request. Heck, even speak to them and tell them that you've enjoyed the show. The main point is to impress upon them how much you enjoy Sci-Fi Thoughts. Tell them to go to the URL scifithoughts.space. Don't keep Sci-Fi Thoughts secret, because keeping secrets from science fiction fans just isn't nice.
Check out the show notes, because we've got some good things in there, like links to Richard Sparks' website and his books and any other interviews that we came across, so you can really get to know the man behind New Rock and New Roll. If you're like my friend Falashaday and you missed the first episode of the series, which is episode 301, you can find that first episode or any of the interleaving episodes by going to scifithoughts.space and use the search box there to look up whatever episode you care to find. Next episode, more Richard Sparks.
But going back to Douglas very briefly, he was once asked, I think we bonded before, well, before he wrote Hitchhiker, over our love of Robert Sheckley, the short story writer from the Golden Age, because Sheckley is funny, and a lot of science fiction and fantasy is not.